This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz, and Elliot Shore Parks with us for the 3 o'clock hour. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Big parties and big events always better at Chickies and Pete's. Book your next one at chickiesandpetes.com. The Tornado Shapiro weekend forecast coming up in a few minutes. Before we get there, Elliot, we revealed the official Philadelphia Mount Rushmore earlier, as voted on by listeners and WIP staff. Schmitty, Allen Iverson, Brian Dawkins, and Bobby Clark. What would your, this is the last 50 years, of course, what would your four be?
So I think Dawkins and Iverson definitely on it. I would never not have Dawkins on any of my Mount
Rushmore. Here we go. I don't even want to hear the rest. After your
no,
two,
I think you'll be okay with
it. All right. Okay.
So I put Mike Schmidt.
There we go.
I can learn. I can listen.
Whatever.
He's in the Hall of Fame, best third baseman of all time.
He was the top vote getter, by the way. Double.
I honestly did want to put Jimmy Rollins over him, but I put Schmidt.
Jimmy Rollins over Schmidt?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he was the captain of the stretch and franchise history.
And the fifth most valuable player in that team.
Yeah.
Nah, well, he was the captain of the team. But and then my fourth would be Kelsey.
Over Bobby Clark.
Yeah, I don't think the Flyers have to be represented. It's not our fault that the Flyers have fallen off the face of the earth the past 10 years.
Like, well, but it's the Mount Rushmore for the last 50 years.
Right, I get that. But there are 15 more Eagles more important than the most important Flyer. Like, it's just that's the hierarchy of the city. The Eagles matter the most, then the Phillies. And I know 50 years ago the Flyers mattered more, but they have not maintained the importance that the other franchises have.
Would you say the Broad Street Bullies are still one of the four most popular teams in the history of the city?
No. I think they're one of the best known because they have a great nickname. But I would say there's multiple Eagles teams that are more popular. I think there's multiple Phillies teams that are more popular. I don't know about the 016ers. We could debate that. But
Well, one of them is definitely more popular.
What?
I mean, one of the 06 Sixers.
No, I'm saying the 01 Sixers with Iverson. You think is more popular than the Broad? You don't think so?
No, I said one of the players are.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Iverson. That team was very popular. I mean, they overtook the city.
So yeah, they did.
I don't feel a need to. I don't think the Flyers have to be represented on there.
In the Philadelphia Mount Rushmore.
Correct, yeah.
Well, a team that won back-to-back cups.
Yeah.
The best player on a team that won back-to-back cups.
But again,
Mr. Championship.
Who matters more to the history of the city?
Yeah.
Kelsey? Or Bobby Clark. I think it's Kelsey.
Well, Bobby Clark actually ran the Flyers, too.
He did. But but when you're an Eagle, it matters more.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So
I don't have any Union guys on there.
Thank you.
The Union and the Flyers are different.
Kind of.
For now.
For now. Well, I mean, the Union have only been around for 10 years. The Union, I think, averaged more
fans. The Union have not been around for only 10 years, is it?
I think it's 10 or 11, 12.
It's right
around there.
2015 was on the two?
No. It's more than that because I was working for YSP at the time. Yeah. So it's probably
2007.
Okay,
sure. Yeah.
My point is they're in their infancy compared to the Flyers, but they do average more fans per game than the Flyers do.
Well, that doesn't matter. And are you sure about that?
I looked it up a year ago. It was the case. Okay. I don't know if it still is.
All right. Okay. There's still way more Flyers fans than Union fans.
Yeah, for now.
Well, it's never going to change.
I disagree with you.
It could change.
No, MLS is never going to be big enough. It'll never be big enough. They don't have the best players
in
the world.
Well, that's changing. But
they have three of the best players in the world when they're 40?
But the difference is the Flyers are on their – I'm sorry. The Union are on their way up. The league is on their way up. And the NHL, I think, is on its way down.
Yeah.
The Union are cheap. Everyone knows that.
Yeah, but they're in first place in the entire league.
And how many people on the street do you think could name one Union player?
Not a lot.
Okay.
That's why I don't have any Union players.
Okay. All right.
How many people on the street can name one current Flyers player?
Way more than how many people can name one Union player.
I agree with that, but way more can name Eagles.
All right. It's time for the Tornado Shapiro weekend forecast. Just shut up, Elliot. Shut up.
You've been a little big.
Tornado?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, Philly, we got Elliot. We got the Birds. We got the Phils. We got quizzes and non-prepares. And we got some music for you.
It's the game day forecast from the world's most accurate and famous meteorologist, Tornado Shapiro.
Speaking the truth, tonight cooler, low 61, but still crappy air out there. Not a good day for you to do your push-ups on the side of the highway, Spike. I know you like to keep yourself looking good for the ladies. Come on. Crappy air coming out of Canadian wildfires. Damn Canada, we ought to slap a tariff on their ass. That's what I say. Stop this illegal Canadian smog. Truth is, I started a few fires up in Canada myself. Those spokes models from Molson were like kindling, and old Tornado was like a Zippo lighter. Come on.
You and the Molson models, huh?
Eagles got the first preseason game behind them. Tanner McKee. He said it was not as painful as he anticipated. In fact, he said his first tush push was quite enjoyable. Hello, preseason. The preseason reminds me of when I was in my 20s. I never bothered to learn their names, and most of them never made the roster. And the veterans, the pros, they don't dress at all. I love it when the stars don't dress. Do you remember Madonna not dressing in that book of hers? I took it out of the library. Hey, I just saw Jason Kelsey in a Speedo. He doesn't like to dress either.
Yeah.
How about those Phils? We got the Schauber Show going to Arlington, Texas. Let's face it, chicks dig the long ball. Schwarbs is getting close to that Ryan Howard's 58 homers in 2007. The big piece. I had a big, juicy piece myself that year. I was dating a weather gal out of Allentown. WGNT, the plump, burly Shirley. She went 6'4", 220. Let me tell you, it was worth the climb. Come on.
6'4", 220.
Holy cow.
Wow.
I'll tell you, these Schwarber-type tears, they don't come around too often. I was out at Wrigley Field for the Sammy Sosa Show in 98. I remember poking my fingers in the ivy.
Oh, you were in the outfield at Wrigley?
No. Ivy Poison, a dangerous weather gal out of Chicago. She'll give you an itch worth scratching, brother. And there's a cream for that, too. Saturday, beautiful day, sunny high of 68. Thankfully, the weather was nice enough this week for WIP to showcase its top two athletes competing. Jackie,
that's right.
Baseball, holler at your boy. Yes, sad effort again.
Yeah, we're all disappointed. Yeah.
I'm not sure if Spritzy remembers, but I was out with him one night when he was in college.
Oh, really?
Ooh, at Bloomsburg. Wow. I didn't know we had a TV station up there.
Yep.
Well, I was guest lecturing at the Geosciences building down on 2nd Street, and we went out for drinks. It was me, Fritzy, Ben Simmons, Danny Watkins, Ricky Williams, and Pope Benedict.
No Ike?
Nope.
No, me. No. Ike's not a quitter like the rest of that table. Come on!
There was no quitting.
Yeah, Jack knew there were going to be hot girls, but he showed up totally unprepared, hair disheveled, no shoes, wearing Smurf boxer shorts. The girls were ignoring Jack, and he got upset. He threw a fit, but even the fit was listless and underthrown. I'd say Jack was brokenhearted, but Even back then, he had no heart at all.
Oh, wow, Jack.
On my own show.
Yep.
And Ike mentioned the Decamera degenerates. We bumped into those people, Decamera and his degenerates, one night. It was me, Ike, Decamera, Fred Barnett, Jody Mack, High Pitch James, and John Ritchie's guitar.
What do you mean?
Meal comes out, maybe a few minutes late. Joe starts cursing at the restaurant staff, humiliating the young kids working there. The degenerates start booing Ike for his work on special teams. Joe starts screaming, making awkward noises. Using profanity.
That damn waitress is a bunch of friggin' losers.
Yeah, he's got quite a mouth on him. Could you finish up the forecast?
Someday, another beauty. Some clouds high of 90, 50-50 shot of weather there. Bear down, Jack. Save your career. Here's a tip for you, Jack. Practice running. Pick them up and put them down, son. And folks, if you're out there listening, remember what Ike Reese says. Do your best to avoid those camera degenerates. You heard it here first. Tornado Shapiro.
There he goes.
Wow.
The most accurate weather. I didn't know you hung out with Tornado one night, Jack.
How about that?
I know.
Smurf boxers as well.
Always my favorite.
Yeah.
Were they out in Westchester? Is that where they were?
No. Well, he said in college.
In Bloomsburg.
Bloomsburg.
Yeah.
We got Ben up there.
Yep.
All the guys with apparently no heart.
Danny Watkins.
Yep.
Again, there's no quit.
Why was the Pope there? I didn't get that one.
Did he quit? I didn't get the Pope Benedict.
Does he not have a heart?
I think he quit. Did he quit something?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know about the popes.
I'm not Catholic.
All right. Jack, are you ready to for your Mount Rushmore? Do you have the heart to do this one?
I hope so.
All right, let's go to it.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show's Mount Rushmore Week.
This is a big one. I've tossed and turned, struggled to sleep last night because I want to make this clear. I love everyone that calls this show.
Yep.
Our regulars.
Yep.
Huge fan of you all. And it hurt me to keep some of you off this list. But at tough times, calls for tough people, something.
Whatever,
you get the
like
point.
That, yeah.
So what I have for you is the Mount Rushmore of WIP Afternoon Show callers.
215-592-9494 if you don't like Jack's list.
The highest vote getter.
By the way, no one voted.
No one voted.
It was just you.
It was just me.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't worry about it. It's Herb in the Northeast.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yep. Herb seems like a lock.
Imagine him, his face etched into a mountain.
Yep. With that haircut.
Which haircut? I mean, the trendy, side-shaped one. Yeah,
yep.
I like that one. But he's down 20.
He's got the longevity, too.
He does.
He's been doing it for
are you talking about his phone calls or him?
Yeah, I guess both.
Yeah.
Because phone calls go on for a long time.
Yep, and so does he.
And really, The Alan Porter moment this week put him right back where
it
he should be.
It was a good moment. Ike
knows what I'm talking about.
Yep.
Second on Mount Rushmore is O.G. Wade.
He's a Mount Rushmore.
Now, I think if I'm doing this next year, he's probably in the shakiest spot.
He slipped this year.
He has slipped this year.
Yep.
Now, Jalen had a big year. If he has a big year again and people continue to jump on the bandwagon, how does he shift back? That's what we're all waiting for. But OG Wade also is great videotaping of all the events where they are showing the sky more than the actual event.
That's actually Justin.
I know.
Yeah.
But we blame it on OG Wade.
Knowledge without college.
That's right.
It's actually better for OG if Jalen has a bad year.
For sure.
Because he can defend him.
Yeah, he can defend him psychotically. Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Third on Mount Rushmore.
It's a lock, too.
Chuck and Mount Airy.
Yeah, it's a lock. Oh. Yep.
Yeah.
Chuck and Mount Airy.
Yep.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And the final spot on Mount Rushmore.
Well, nothing to say about Chuck. Wow, well, you must not like him that much.
Love Chuck, and I'm glad that it feels like you and him are in a good spot. It feels like you and Chuck are in a pretty good spot. I know it's combustible.
It's always bubbling beneath the surface.
Yeah, it's always there.
We need a nice, quick Embiid retirement.
Yep.
For that relationship. Yeah. For that just to be over.
Chuck with the best voice, too, obviously.
Yeah. Most notable.
Yeah. Well, Bryce knows him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bryce knows him. Yes, yes. And the final spot.
Oh, man. You're going to make so many people mad on this one.
So who you got so far? You got
Herb, OG Wade, and Chuck.
Okay, yeah.
Those are the locks.
Yes, I think those are the locks.
Yep.
And the final caller.
Man. I don't want you to do it.
I know.
Yep.
On the Mount Rushmore
who is it? Of
afternoon show callers.
Yep.
Is Yoshi from Brewery.
Yeah.
Wow. He went Yoshi?
Yep.
Horny Yoshi.
Yeah.
Notable Yoshi.
Yep.
Wow.
Get a lot of conversation about Yoshi.
I love Yoshi, but, you know, there's so many.
There's a lot. There's a lot of friends.
Wow.
Friends. These are my friends.
Disrespecting so many callers.
What about
I'll say the delegation is happy with the Mount Rushmore. I can just speak for them already.
Yep. Yeah, well, they have to be. Yep.
No Corey?
Even Herb is honorary. Yeah.
Corey Hurt. Yeah. Corey Hurt. Corey deserves to be on there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tasty. Lead-off caller.
Yeah, lead-off caller.
Tasty Cake Dom deserves to be on there.
Tasty Cake, I love. I think he's been the last year. He's taken a step up.
Okay.
You know, these guys have been
Aaron
from Mount Airy is a big
answer.
He's
a great one.
Aaron would have definitely been on Ike's Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
You would have a 10 on your Cowboy Jim, I considered.
Definitely
no way in hell we were letting that happen.
Totally disagree. I think he's developing into a great caller.
Yep.
Rios.
Oh, I can't believe. Are you mad at Rios?
Well, I'm not mad at Rios.
I wonder why you left Rios off this week.
Yeah. I'm not mad at Rios.
You are mad at Rios.
No, I'm not.
I can't believe you couldn't take his harsh words.
I'm not mad at Rios. I want that
I forgot about that.
Yep.
That is it.
That's why you left him off. That's
personal.
Why you left
There's
him off.
There's nothing personal. I love Rios. There's nothing personal. Yesterday was great.
Do you know what Fridays are like?
I'm aware.
You better not have messed that up.
Oh, my God.
And Justin in Tennessee.
Another disrespect.
Another one.
He's a Go Birds caller, though.
Well, that's the minor leagues.
He is. I'm just saying.
He got some work done
on
that.
Those other guys are known for this show.
Yes.
Wow.
Louis, Nebraska's a tough one. Big A.
Not really. Yeah.
Not Mount Rushmore.
Big A is great. Not Mount Rushmore. Big A is great.
Yeah. Man, you left some tough ones off of there, though.
That's why they pay me the big bucks.
Man. Wow. I mean, I'm happy
man,
for Yoshi.
Rios. Man.
The Rios thing is tough. The Corey thing bothers me personally.
And Corey defends you on this.
He does.
I know. And that's why it hurts.
Yep. Yeah.
You could have known Nick from Collegeville.
I love Nick in Collegeville.
Yeah.
I don't think he's in Mount Rushmore.
Who would your four have been?
Well, they won't do it.
Well, there's no way.
Yeah.
I'm not participating.
Because
I love them too much.
Just four. I love them all.
That's a good point.
Speaking of
I would never agree to take that assignment.
Here is one of the Mount Rushmore of WIP Afternoon Show callers. OG Wade is with us to accept his honor.
There you go.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
How you doing, OG?
OG.
Hey, man, I'm living a dream, baby. You know what I'm saying? Listen.
How do you feel about being named to the Mount Rushmore of Afternoon Show callers?
That's light work, man. I'm just
doesn't even appreciate it.
All right, might take him off.
Yeah, put Corey on.
Corey would have reached out to you.
I would have much rather put Corey on over OG.
Yeah.
Man, listen. I'm just dying. You know what I'm saying? Listen, check this one out. When I hear these people call up here and they talk about all the things that Jalen, like, gets, you know, like, the luxury of, right? why don't none of y'all, and like, you, I'm excluding you from this one here because I know you're not allowed to, but why don't none of y'all actually ever consider the luxury that the team actually get from having Jalen as the quarterback? You understand what I'm saying? See, in this instance, what I'm talking about is if you got a quarterback, right, that's mobile and that has Jalen Hurts' ability, Ike, does that make your offense better, your offensive line
yes.
better?
Yes.
Yes. You understand what I'm saying? If you got Saquon Barkley, who was with his another prospective team, did not have ever in his career the year he had with this team, and able to because Jalen also has to be watched in the run game. Doesn't that help Saquon's job of being
yes.
what he did?
But what helps Saquon more? He went from an awful offensive line to the best in the league. I think we can all agree that Jalen helps him, but like Saquon also has an unbelievable offensive line now.
Okay. I'm trying to
I know. It's hard for you to understand. Yeah. I got it.
I'm trying to learn you something.
So it's okay if Saquon benefits from his teammates.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
So
it's not okay if Jalen benefits from his.
Right.
They help him more than he helps
them. I think the offensive line helps Saquon more than he helps them.
My point is this here, right? Saquon average the most yards in the league without being touched down? You know what I'm saying? Like 4 to 6 yards down the field before.
Are you giving Jalen credit for that, or what are we doing here?
Well, Spike, this is how you do it. When you know the game, you know the responsibilities of the DNs and the linebackers. They have to actually watch Jalen before they can actually even go into an assignment.
You act like there has never been a running back to have a successful year with a normal passing quarterback back there. Like, when Emmitt Smith had all his great years, was the defense like, oh, no, Troy Aikman's going to run. Yeah.
Listen, I did not
what are you
say
talking
that, my
about?
Guy. I did not say that, but Saquon Barkley had the greatest year of any running back, correct?
He had the most yards. He had the most yards.
Okay, listen, man. You can do the semantics all you want. You know what I'm saying? My point
that's
is
not,
this, you punk.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. The Duke is special. All right, so all this you letting people call up here, talking about he's loaded. And Elliot, you didn't even hit these guys to the fact that out of all of this loaded weaponry, he only played 4 games with them guys out of 17.
So this is actually, the bits aside, I was surprised to see this. I think it was something like 18% of snaps last year. Jalen had Goddard, A.J., Devontae, and Saquon on the field.
Well, now we're putting Goddard in there to fit the narrative.
Goddard is. He never
Goddard
throws.
Goddard is always injured.
Yeah.
No, I know. I would.
Right.
I'm
He's
not again.
Every year.
How many snaps did he play with Devontae, AJ, and Saquon?
I'm honestly, this is not like to. I just think it's an interesting fact. That's all. I think it's an interesting fact. 18% is a very small percent. Like but, AJ missed time, Devontae missed time, Goddard missed time. Just putting it out.
So this would imply why the passing game wasn't.
No, I think the implication for me would be that he did not play with a loaded deck of cards.
By the way,
Elliot
saw a tweet. Elliot saw a tweet.
That's it. It's an interesting fact.
Do you even know that it's true?
Of course not.
Okay.
But it makes sense.
I just think now we're putting Goddard into like.
Right. Well, to be fair, Goddard would get mentioned if people were like, look at all the weapons he has.
Maybe, but like, he doesn't use them like one of the top 5 tight ends in the league. We never have.
No, but I'm saying he would get mentioned.
But he's not used that way.
But because of the other weapons. Because they have AJ, Devontae, and Saquon. Correct. But even if they threw it the most in the NFL, he would not get as many targets as he would in other places.
But I think by doing that, we're trying to fit this idea that like he's some huge missing piece when he's not in
there.
He
is a big missing piece for what it's worth. Like, he's huge in the running game. Look, he has, I think
he does help in the running game.
I think he had the most. Did he have the most receiving yards of anyone on the roster in the playoffs? Or most,
Well, he said he had a good game against Green Bay.
Yeah.
He saved the season against the Saints in week 3, for what it's worth.
He did. He's a great player.
He's a great player. It's
should get more targets. They all should.
I agree. They will this year.
Anything else from the
game? And we're going to get Saquon the ball 30 times a game.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy.
Yeah. Elliot, I feel like there's other stuff in the game. Can you say one more segment?
Sure, I don't have anything to
do. All right. Yeah. So we'll have Elliot next segment. We'll also have the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. The main thing today, would you trade Tanner McKee for a first-round pick? And the other main thing is what Ike is about to tell you.
Hey, you can see Joe Conklin at Park Casino, and some say his buddy, Tornado Shapiro, may be there as well. Check him out, Street Road in Bensalem on Thursday, August 21st. Joe will welcome, I keep getting his name wrong, Ian Lara?
Ian.
There you go, Ian Lara. Get tickets at JoeConklin.com.
This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.